Earlier this week, we told you about three men in Methuen, Massachusetts, who had dug up a crate full of antique currency in their backyard, the bill's value estimated around $100,000. At the time, we did ask this question.
You know, a suspicious person listening to this would say, this is just a little too perfect. Something, just putting that spade in the dirt, finding these cans, there it all is, just smells a little bit fishy.
And you know what's really strange about it, too, is that we'd done other work there, and no one had ever found it. And it is too perfect.
And according to local police, it is too perfect. Two of the men have now been arrested and charged with receiving stolen property and conspiracy. Joseph Solomon is chief of the Methuen Police Department. And Chief Solomon, what's going on here?
Well, after a investigation over the last several days, along with the District Attorney's Office, the State Police, and the U.S. Secret Service, we arrested the Timothy Crevace and Barry Billcliff last night for receiving stolen property over $250,000, conspiracy, and accessory after the fact. Based on the money they claimed that they found when they dug it up, we were actually able to determine it was taken from a site of a house that was having some remodeling work done. And early this morning, we were able to actually identify the house, and we located the victims.
Well, what was it that made you suspicious enough to try to investigate this and bring the U.S. Secret Service in?
Well, the first day I saw the report, it was in the Lawrence Eagle Tribune, and based upon money being buried in New England anyway, with the weather we have, a foot below the ground, that money would not have been in the good condition it was in. It would have been really deteriorated and would have had holes in it. A lot of the money almost looked pristine. And while we were doing our investigation, we were watching the different news stories. And in each story, there was different information. We were able to locate an informant. We got information from the informant, and then we conducted extensive interviews. And during the interviews last night, we were able to crack the case and make the arrest.
So somebody involved with this squealed.
Actually, it isn't someone that's involved with it, but it's somebody who knew what was going on, who gave us some info, which led us to believe we were on the right track.
Here's something I can't figure out, Chief Solomon. If they did, in fact, steal this money, why would they draw all this attention to themselves? They were doing interviews not just with us, but with everybody.
Well, you know, we've thought about that, and we don't know for sure why, but we figure that if you recover that kind of money, that obviously is difficult to sell it. If you say you found it in your yard and it's on your property, who could ever question that? And I think it's one of those things where the snowball started coming down the hill and it got so big, all of a sudden the national press picked up on it and just went wild.
There's one other thing about this that I just can't figure out. One of the men that you've charged is named Barry Billcliff with a B, right?
Yes, ma'am.
When I interviewed him on Tuesday, we had this exchange. Let me play you a little bit of tape here.
Sure.
So spell your last name for me.
Last name is Billcliff, C as in Victor, I-L-L-C-L-I-F-F.
Can you explain that for me? He's telling me his name is Billcliff.
Yeah, I don't know why he would do that, but we did confirm that it is Billcliff.
I'm just trying to figure out whether anything that we had on the radio was correct.
I don't know. I guess the correct part was that there was money there.
Chief Solomon, thanks very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Joseph Solomon is chief of police in Methuen, Massachusetts. Barry Billcliff and Tim Crevice have pleaded not guilty.